Here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Staff, Shabbos Hagadol, Tavshin Pei. Our learning should be in Tzchus for a full Shema for Chaim and Chaim Mishkit. Besoch Shachar Yisrael. Bon Shem, all the Torah should be Siat Deshmaya for the full Shema for Pla Yisrael and for everyone in the entire world. Bez Hashem. The first Torah comes to us from the Sefer Beis Aaron, the Baal Koch Soif. He calls from Reb Shlomo of Karlin. Second pasuk of the parsha, the pasuk says, "Havas Aaron has banar lemar zois Torah ha'oila hi ha'oila alamok al mezbech kol laila ad ha'boiker." So the Torah talks about this is going to should be the carbon ola. But says the Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, a beautiful idea. He says, "What is the type of Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants? What's the type of zois Torah ha'oila hi ha'oila alamok al mezbech? Torah is supposed to be learned with fire and passion and sincerity and with mamish energy. That is what the Rabbanu Shlomo wants." That, says the Rabbi Shlomo of Kalim, quoted by the Beis Aaron, is the highest level of Torah. When the Torah is done with fire and a brin. Remember, Rav Avraham Gershlita likes the quote from the Sas Emes. He says that if you take the word Eish out of Yisrael, Yisrael is 541. You take Eish out of Yisrael, you left 541 minus 301, you left with a Malik 240. Because when you take the fire out of a Yid, then you left with coldness, Asher Karcholash and Krius. Amalek wants to take us out. The Chidah and the other Svarim say the number one way to beat Amalek, the number one day of the year, is actually Erev Pesach, Kiyad al Kiska. Kiyad, through the 14th day, the burning of Chametz, the burning of Amalek, that is the number one way to be able to beat out Amalek. Look at the Chidah, that's not for now. Other Svarim, HaGadoshim, Kiyad al Kiska. But at the end of the day, says Rosh Hashanah of Kalim, Tiyah Torah HaOyla. Torah's got to be oil, it's got to be done with going up, fire, with energy and passion. Beautiful insight of Shalom of Kalim, the Sasemis and the Chidah. Moving on to Adi number two. Adina number two comes to us from the Majid to Rebbe, beautiful, but in the Divrei Yisrael. We're talking about the Karban Mincha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, V'zois Torah HaMincha, HaKrev Oysa B'nei Arno, V'nei Hashem, El P'nei HaMizbeach, V'hein Rimeno, B'kumsum Yisos HaMincha, V'shmana. They have to Kmitza, right? We know what Kmitza is. You picked up the three fingers, they have to take out the flower. It says Rashi, very interesting things. Shelo Yasa Midala Kmitz. You should not make a measure for the three fingers. Whatever you come up with those three fingers. Don't start measuring this and that. Whatever you get for three fingers, that's what you get. Says the Divrei Yisrael of Majid, such a beautiful idea. He says, we know when it comes to komitz comes from the Moshe of a kamsan, to be strict and harsh. He says, when it comes to kmitza, when it comes to harshness, einim esu lavo l'shemid d'toivo. When it comes to be strict and harsh and this and that, there's nothing good that could come from being, right? The Mishnah Perkei says that someone who's a captain can't be already. A Rebbe, shelo yasa mida lekomitz remes hu shu kamsan im musu lavo l'shu mida toivah. Not just talking about physically, talking about spiritually. When you're meaning a kamsan, you gotta be so strict, this and that. Obviously, you have to know api halacha. But there's an Indian about being relaxed and an individual with menuchas and nefesh. Listen to what Rav Kluger says, especially for this year. So many people will be running a seder and they've never run. Listen to what Rav Kluger says, and I think this connects exactly to this Indian. With regard to the running of the Seder itself too, we have to enjoy this freedom, let Hashem run it as He pleases. We let go of our expectations of the children, of our spouse, and of ourselves. The children may sit obediently at the table, or they may not. Our husband may give the children the attention we'd hope for, or maybe he won't. The house may be spotless when we go to Seder night, or our energetic children may have already managed to make a new mess. Or we may be so tired we could barely concentrate on the Haggadah. But we aren't worried about all this. It doesn't matter to us at all. We are happy with whatever Hashem decides. If the Seder is not going as we planned, we will say to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, if you want it this way, I'm happy with it. This is our task on Pesach, says Rav Kluger, the gift of this special day as well, to be happy with however Hashem leads us. How important is it for this message, not only for Seder night, but for every day or in every night of these days that we're going through? Because at the end of the day, who has routine in their lives anymore? There's no more routine. The kids are at home, the teachers, the jobs, the work. Everyone who needs refuah should have refuah. This is what the Rabbanu Shem wants. And Rav Kluger makes such an important message when it comes to Seder night. This is what the Rabbanu Shem wants. Obviously, we have to try to make it exciting for our kids and make it exciting for our family. But if the Rabbanu Shem wants me to be in a house with the kids running around, gavalt. And if the kids will be sitting there saying Divrei Torah, asking questions, gavalt too. Whatever their bonus Shem wants. And this is exactly what the Majid says here. Shal yasa mida l'koymetz. When you're going to be a kamsan, no good mida, says the Majid to Rebbe, could come from being a kamsan, being strict. You got to be flexible. You got to have menuchas nefesh, especially when it comes to Pesach. Look at Rabbi Goldberg's article, but when it comes to Pesach cleaning, it's not called spring cleaning. Pesach cleaning is Pesach cleaning, and spring cleaning is spring cleaning. You can look it up on RabbiEfraimGoldberg.com. Beautiful insight on how to have a menuchas nefesh cleaning. A beautiful insight on what it means to be relaxed, especially when it comes to the yontif of Pesach. Beautiful Divrei Yisrael, and the Rav Kluger, and Rabbi Goldberg, moving on to Adi number three. Adi number three comes from the Bas Ayin, Avram Avich, one of the holy Hasidic Sfarim, early ones. So the last pasuk in Shlishi, the pasuk says, after the Torah Sa'ola, after the Mincha, the Chatos, the Asher Laimluim, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Bar Sinai B'Yom Tavos Tos B'nei Yisrael HaKavis HaKar B'Neim Hashem B'Mid Bar Sinai. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe on Har Sinai on the day that he commanded the Klal Yisrael to bring their offerings to Hashem in the wilderness of Sinai. Says the Basayin, such a beautiful insight. He says, what was the goal of the Karbonos? Karbonos LaHashem B'Mid Bar Sinai. The whole goal, the whole matar of the Karbonos LaHashem, how should be done? B'Mid Bar Sinai. To be done with Midbar Sinai. What's Midbar Sinai? It's a remiss to Anova. The whole Sefer Basayin, every Torah is all about the midah of Anova and humility and simplicity. And that's what I think Rabbi Simon quotes from the Maharal. The Maharal says, what's matzah? Matzah is no flavor. And if it has any flavor, it's not matzah. Matzah is simple. Matzah represents the midah of Anova. And this really represents what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe kiba Torah mi Sinai. Why dafka Moshe? Because Moshe anov mikol Adam. Says the Kiddush HaSlevi. He got the Torah from Sinai, he got the Torah from Hashem. No, he learned the Midah of Anova. Just like our Sinai had the Midah of Anova, so too Moshe knows the Midah of Anova. We want to be able to become the Mikabel, the Torah, 49 days from Pesach, Mirtz Hashem. Basically, this guy start with the Midah of Anova. Midah of Anova, specifically in Pasha Sav, Midah of Anova. And when it comes to Pesach, looking at Matzah, saying, I want to gain more Anova. Looking at the world, how could you not have Anova? The Rabbanu Shem Mamish put a pause button on the entire world. How could you not have Anova? Have a little humility to realize that we don't run our lives. Such a beautiful insight says about Asayim, Kabanem LaHashem. What's the number one karma to Hashem? How do you get there? B'midbar Sin, Adavka, through the Midah of Anova, through the Midah of humility. That's what Maral says. Matzah represents the simplicity, the Midah of Anova. Beautiful Kiddush HaSlevi, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu, because he accepted and he got this Midah of Anova from Har Sinai. Beautiful insight. Here we go on the Midah of Anova. Moving on to idea number four. The fourth idea comes to us in the Chayuz of Lublin, a few psukim later in Revi, Periches, Pasuk Hei, Vayomer Moshe, La'edah Zeh Adavar, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos. This is the thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to do. This shall be done. Rashi says, I'm not saying that any of this for my own honor. I'm talking about literally this is coming straight from the Chodesh Baruch Hu's mouth. Says the Chayuz of Lublin, quoting the Sefer Chaykel Yitzchak, Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos. You know what the point of being a Yid is? To understand what a Chodesh Baruch Hu asks for me and what he doesn't ask for me. To do what Chodesh Baruch Hu said to do. To exclude what Chodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell you what to do. Why is it, says Rabbi Goldberg in this article, a beautiful article, I highly recommend, if it takes you more than a day to clean for Pesach, you are doing spring cleaning, not Pesach preparations. He quotes the Balaga by the Rasha. What does the Rasha answer back? What's all this work that you're going to do? What's all this preparation? What's all this work you do? Says the Rav Biederman, Rabbi Goldberg quotes Rav Biederman, Shlita, Ramel Melch Biederman. Why is the Dafka the Rasha quote, what's all this work to do? Why is that the Rasha's number one thing? He says, you know what the Rasha says? Because he hears the parents complaining about the cleaning and the hard work after being yelled at neurotically. Now, don't bring chametz upstairs. Don't bring chametz there. At the end of the day, you have to be careful. You have to make sure not to bring chametz anywhere. But to make Yiddishkeit such a brachin that I have to clean for Pesach. I can't go to my hotel. This and that. At the end of the day, to be able to clean for Pesach means I'm not getting crazy. I'm cleaning my neshama. All the svarim say when you're searching for chametz, you're not just searching for physical chametz, you're searching for the spiritual chametz. And if you feel exhausted and you just have to run to bed after medikas chametz, you didn't do Yiddishka. The Yitzhar got that from you. He took it away from you. It's tachas shalom v'ad Hashem b'simcha. You served him, but you didn't do it b'simcha. Says Rabbi Goldberg, that from Rabbi Binamel, this is the Rasha says, why do I want Yiddishkeit like that? Oh, I want my Yiddishkeit to be happy, to be joyous. I don't want Yiddishkeit that said, oh no, my gosh, like Rav Moshe said, that was going on in the 1920s, we can't chas v'shom. Judging that. Oh no, it's a bracha on the Shabbos, another Shabbos, I lost my job, this and that. That's why a lot of those kids went off the derech. We have to show our kids that Yiddishkeit is exciting. Ah, who wants to help me clean for Pesach? Okay, we might not be going away, it's just going to be our family, but it's going to be us. Look at Rabbi Weberman Shlita's website, awesomepesachwebsite.com. It's, you can look it up online. It's excellent how to be able to get the kids involved. Not to make it chas v'shom a negative thing, but to make it exciting. At the end of the day, that's what the Chizit says. You have to know what kasher tziva zeadov asher tziva l'ashem lasos. Ask, know what a Chodesh Baruch Hu asked from you, and not what he didn't ask from you. He didn't ask you to do super cleaning. He asked you to clean for chametz. Make sure to do it in a positive, in a simple thing, no matter. Beautiful insight from the Chizit of Rabbi Goldberg's article, quoting Rabbi Biederman, moving on to idea number five. Idea number five, let's say a word on Shabbos HaGodol. So the Siva Shalom writes in Maamar Rishon on Pesach, why is it that Shabbos HaGodol is called Shabbos HaGodol? He says at the end of the day, quotes of Shmalka of Nicholsburg. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Va'oisei yom yom yidrashun," and on this day and this day you shall darshan. He says at the end of the day, these are 2 days, where the two drushas, Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuvah. He says at the end of the day, when it comes to Shabbos Shuvah, that's the midah of Yira. Right? It's before Yom Kippur, you have a little pachad. But before Pesach, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Gadol represents the midah of love and chesed, right? At the end of the day, Shabbos HaGadol is because we have all the auras of Pesach. Some of the Hasidish Svarim even say to even start to say part of Magid already Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? It says in the Sefer Shalom, Shedarcha Nimshecha Ma'oros Chag HaPesach Shemidasu Hi HaGadola Ahav of the Chesed. Because Pesach is the number one midah of Chesed and the number one midah of God of Gadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love already starts on Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos HaGadol. We're able to feel that love already Shabbos before. And says in the Sefer Shalom, that's what's called Shabbos HaGadol. Because really the Sefer Shalom adds, and he says that really every Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. But he says Shabbos, this Shabbos, and he calls the Beis Avram, when Mezedis, is Shabbos is really not just Shabbos HaGadol, but he calls it Shabbos Gadol Shebegdoilu. It's the big one of the greater ones. It's the greater of the greatest ones. What does it mean to be a gadol? You don't have to look too far in Parsha Shemos. Dafka to be able to go out and to look this way and look that way. It's the meat of chesed and care and concern and love. That's what it means, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, to be a gadol. To be a gadol means to be able to show the love and the concern and the care. And that's what Shabbos HaGadol is about, to start feeling the love and the sincere care of the Rabbonu Shalom. Beautiful insight from the Nesiv Shalom, the Lubavitch Rebbe, what it means to be a gadol. Let's just review these 5 ideas. We started from Rav Shlomo of Kalin, the idea of Hi HaTorah HaOyla. What's a Torah HaOyla? HaOyla. To be learning Torah, it's got to be ha'ol, it's got to be going up with passion and energy. That's something that brings you down. That's what the Sfas Hashem says. You take Ish out of Yisrael, you take Yisrael, which is 541, and Ish 301 out of Yisrael, take the fire out of Yid, you left the Malach 240. And then the Chida says, and I think it's the Chida, the number one way to be able to be day, to be able to be the Malach, is B'dafka B'Sreifa, is Dafka Ki Yadal Keska. This way, this year, Rav Shachter said to Paskin, but you have to do it Dalai Hos, but you have to have the Kavanah when you're burning the Chametz. Mamash getting rid of that Amalek, we want to have passion in our Avodas Hashem. The second idea from the Divrei Yisrael and Rav Kluger, the Divrei Yisrael says, by the Kemitz of a Hermi Menu Bekamsen, Rahami Menu Bekamsen, says Rashi, Shelo Yasa Mida Lekoimetz, Zayin Ches. At the end of the day, don't start being picky when it comes to Kemitz, the measurements. Says the Divrei Yisrael, you can't be so strict when it comes to anything. When you're strict, there's no good Midas that comes from that. And says Rav Kluger, when it comes to Pesach night, at the end of the day, the children might be running around and may already have managed to make a new mess, or we may still be so tired to catch on the Haggadah. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shem wants, don't be a kamsan when it comes to the Seder night. And same thing, saying so too, when it comes to Seder night, don't be a kamsan all these days now leading up. You have to be able to live with Minuchas Nefesh and Simcha. Like Ravina and said, we always live with Simcha. Now we have to live with extra Simcha. Beautiful insight of the Yisrael, Rav Kluger, Ravina moving on to Din number 3. We start from the Bas Ayin, Zayin, Lamed Ches. The Matara goal of all the Kabanos. What's the goal of all the Kabanos? Kamaneim LaHashem B'Midbar Sinai. That the Kabanos had to be done with the Midah of Midbar Sinai, with the Midah of Anava Hachna, and that the Maral says that's the Midah of Matzah. Midah of Matzah is simplicity, is humility, and that's the Kiddush Slave. Moshe Kiba Torah from Sinai. How did Moshe become? He didn't get the Torah from Sinai, he got the Torah from Hashem. No, he accepted the Midah of Sinai, the Midah of Anava. Matzah became Moshe Rabbeinu. If you want to be able to be accept the Torah, the Holy Torah, and Shavuos, you have to make sure to be Kabbalah, the Midah of Anava. The Chayzah says, Chashat Tziva Hashem as Moshe, in Perichas Pasuk Hey. Sorry, but the puzzle says the Yom Moshe Aida Zeh Adav Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos. What does it mean to Zeh Adav Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos? Says the Chozal, then we have to know what the Rebbeinu Shem tells us to and what he didn't tell us to do. And says Rabbi Goldberg in his article about Pesach cleaning and spring cleaning. At the end of the day, we have to make sure. Look at Rabbi Binyamin says. Look what the Rosh asks. What's all this work? Why is the Rosh Kadavka saying that? Because he looks at his parents and saying, oh, they're fighting about cleaning the chametz and this chametz and this and that. We have to make sure that our Yiddishkeit is positive. It's joyous. Not like Rav Moshe said in the days in the city. In New York City, when Klal Yisrael were losing their jobs, and oh, another Shabbos, to make sure that it's passionate and it's positive, and the Simcha took a place. But ultimately, says the Chos of Lublin, we have to know what their bonus commanded us and we didn't command us, and that way we'll live a passion of Hashem. And finally, fifth and finally, we sit from the Sefer Shalom Shabbos Hagadol. Why is it called Shabbos Hagadol? He calls it Shmalka of Nicholsburg, the brother, I believe, of the Panim Yafos. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu Ches, "Also Yom Yom Yudrishin." There are 2 days to be able to give drushes. The Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuvah is the midah of Yira. Shabbos Hagadol is the midah of Ahava. We know when it comes to Lacha Hashem Hagadula, to Sefer Shmarchu's greatness. Shabbos Hagadol is the midah of Ahava. To be a Gadol means Chag Pesach. The Oros already coming in. People already start to say Mag. Magid on the Shabbos, because the Midah of Pesach is Gedula, Ahava v'Chesed. We start to feel the Rebbeinu Shem's love, and that's what he quote, the Nesiv HaShalmim quotes from one of the earlier Solanim Rebbe's, the Shabbos of Godel. Every Shabbos is Shabbos of Godel. Every Godel is great, but the Beis Avraham says that this Shabbos is not just Shabbos of Godel, El Shabbos Hazuhi Godel Shbigdol. It's the greater of the greatest ones. Then we have to also be able to be a Godel, says the Lubavitcher. We look for the first place. Vayid al Moshe. He went out and looked at his brethren, looked this way and looked that way. When you be a Godel to be able to make sure you care and show the love. That's what the Shabbos Godel is, to show and feel the love. We should be Zoch Bez Hashem, to live passionate, energetic in our Avodah Hashem, especially when it comes to our Talmud Torah. To understand, to be able to have Menuchas and Nefesh, to be flexible, especially when it comes to the Seder, especially when it comes to Pesach, to be flexible. Everything halacha, everything api halacha, mamish, Shulchan Aruch, mamish. But being flexible and being okay with the kids running around, having the Midah of Anava, mamish acquiring the Midah of Anava. To understand that it's crucial. To understand that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands for us and what He doesn't command for us, to make sure to live with a positive attitude, to understand the Midah and the Shabbos HaGadol, all the love and the havoc already starts already the Shabbos HaGadol, to be able to show the love and to show the love and care to others, which is Zoch Bez Hashem, take all these orders, these holy days with us, Bez Hashem, HaBalinu Tavit, to bring the Karim Pesach and Yishlam, HaKadosh Bez Hashem, Shkoyach.